Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today is Wednesday, the date is 20th day of the month of February. The time is now, the Ponstas time! And
time.
Yeah, 6 and 12 minutes, eh? It's already 6 and 12 minutes, guys. So, I want you to put your feet on the coffee table, before your wife doesn't see. Close your eyes.
And if you're in the car on the dashboard,
if she's not the
yeah. If you're in a car, don't sleep, don't close your eyes. And if you're married, you mustn't close your eyes neither, because I know your wife, and she's gonna. You have to keep one eye open.
The left or the right, Roy?
I don't know. One of them has to be open. My name is Roy Peretz, and my team and me will try to make your next hour a happy one. So, who do we have here? So first of all, he comes to us from the depths of Hyde Park. Huh? From the depths of Hyde Park, he comes to us. He's our coin memorabilia and electronic expert. I want you to welcome Eitan Nadler!
Good evening. Evening, everyone.
Yeah, from Top Cash in 96 Anton Drive, here's our Swiss watch and diamond expert. Please welcome Liel Rimon!
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
He's a decorated journalist, our blogger, and South Africa best movie critic. I want you to say hi to Peter Feldman!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanks, Roy.
It's a pleasure. From our Centrum branch, Top Cash, in 96 Anton Drive, the rumor says she gives the best service in the whole industry. I want you to welcome Nicole!
Yay. Hi, everybody. And everybody, a lot more people are experiencing my good service lately.
Is it?
Yeah.
And we have to say that thanks to Eskom, she's visiting Hyde Park quite a bit lately.
So what happened with Eskom there? I mean, what's happening there? Are they waiting for the budget to fix yourself?
It's either the money in the meter that's finished or it's hello darkness in my life.
I don't think the money in the meter is finished. What happened to all your neighbors as well? Apparently,
yeah, they said something about the cable and it's taking time, you know.
It's the way people understand things. It doesn't matter. Don't worry about it.
How does Eskom understand things?
Eskom, actually, I'm not really have any problem with Eskom. There is a problem. The underground cable got cut somewhere, and they have these machines that detect it in the ground because they can't dig a whole kilometer to find it.
For sure.
So Eskom, they have one machine, and she's busy. So we're waiting for the machine.
I mean, you know what I like about South Africa?
She's coming.
In our humor. Is we laugh about those things. And you know what?
What do you want to do? To go and say, no, come do it now. Or you go and take a shovel and start digging yourself. It's not going to
help. I promise you, if a parliament member would live nearby, it would be by you.
Yeah, but
most probably, is right. Most probably is right. So here is
a business advice for you. Yeah. Open your business next to a parliament member's house. Then you always have electricity.
And how do you find a parliament member's house?
There's so many.
Google.
They are all over.
How many people in parliament?
How many?
Yeah.
I haven't counted lately.
400 people in parliament, I'm sure you'll find
more
somewhere.
More than 400, eh?
I don't know. Tabo is clever. He says 400.
Clever?
400.
400 on the, I think.
So if you got 400 members, if you got 400 members of
400,
I mean, if they're scattered nicely, then we should live next to one.
I have a friend who lives next to the head of Kasatu, and he says they had problems in the road, and within 24 hours it was fixed.
So here you go. That's exactly
there
what
they
really saying.
There's a lot of parliament members in Sun City. You can go and live over there. There's 3 meals a day.
Sun City in jail, you mean?
Yeah. But you know, there are two Sun Cities. You know that.
No,
I'm talking about the
which
the,
one? The real one
that you get for free. You get 3 meals a day.
Yeah,
you get a bed.
That's a good one. That
very good. Yeah, that one.
It's overcrowded at the moment.
It's
and the rent is zero.
Nobody's bed.
There's no. Yeah, the rent is zero. Yeah,
the rent is
three meals a day. You get a bit of exercise. Yeah.
It's nothing.
And we're paying for it.
You know what?
We're going to pay for much more after the budget speech this afternoon.
You know.
Apparently.
Are we?
Yes.
Well, according to
you know what happened to the, so the dollar from the morning was going up and down, up and down, crazy.
Like a yo-yo.
It went almost to 14.50 and then it dropped almost to 14. So I don't know what it is exactly right now, but sorry, 13.95 a year ago. So the really dropping prices. So
yep.
I don't know. The gold price today got to 19,000 yes. some change.
Yes.
And then it dropped in the afternoon to 17,000 and some change. So it's crazy. It's crazy, crazy. So I don't know. Whoever can live in South Africa must be a very clever person.
Talented.
Or crazy person. Yeah.
No, talented. You need to know how to juggle with all this.
All these balls in the
ups
air.
Ups and downs, yeah. It's not
you know, thing. Really. I mean, some things sometimes make us crazy. And you know what? You know whose birthday is today?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a clue. I'm going to give you a clue. Let me see if you can get that one right. So who's that? Who's that?
Wait.
The wind. Stormy.
No, it's the wind, but...
Stormy Daniels.
Stormy? No, it's not that. but listen to this.
Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie reviews with Peter Feldman. And we're back, and we're back with Peter Feldman that's going to tell us all about the movies and whatever. Oh, over and above that, before we're going to start, I'm just going to tell you that, someone says here, Peter, Sun City that gives three meals a day is not overcrowded. It's fully booked.
I like that. well done.
Yeah, it is nice.
So
what do we have? First of all, record our numbers is 061-895-1019. That's our WhatsApp numbers. And our SMS is 34519. It will cost you $1.50, don't forget. And get into our competition. So we're going to offer two pairs of tickets for New Metro. It's going to be a movie.
Vouchers are valid for 2D or 3D movies for regular
and for 3 months.
VIP cinemas. Yes,
yeah.
And you just got to go there. If you win, I'll contact you. I'll phone you, and I'll give you Mobi codes. I'll SMS some Mobi codes. You use these Mobi codes when you go to the box office. You tell them you're a complimentary winner from Kai FM, and you'll get two movie tickets. But you can't see the movie on the week of release. So the movies I'm going to talk about now, you can't see, but you can see it the following week.
Yeah, it's not a problem. So you know what? So let's do like this. Please call quickly because people complain. Yeah, call. Call quickly, and then you're going to go on the line, and Peter will call you most probably tomorrow, and we'll give you the Mobi codes, and you can go with your wife.
And enjoy. We've had a lot of good feedback. We had a couple of winners who wrote back and said they had a great time. Someone won something in November last year, and they only went last week to a movie in Bedford View. And they had a wonderful time, and someone else enjoyed it. So just give us your feedback. Did you enjoy it? Didn't you enjoy it? Did everything go well? Well, the three movies opening...
And you don't have to go with your wife. I mean, if you don't enjoy going with...
Why can't they go with their wives?
No, you don't have to, I said.
Oh, you don't have to.
You don't have to go with your wife because some people don't enjoy going with their wives, which I understand. I do enjoy going with my wife, but some people don't. So you don't have to. It doesn't force you. You can actually, there's two tickets this year. You can go alone twice.
That's a good one.
All right. Peter, what do we have?
We have three movies opening on Friday. I think the main one this Friday is called What Men Want. And Taraji P. Henson, who's a major American, African-American star, is a potent screen presence, and she takes this movie by the scruff of the neck and makes it her very own. She plays a character called Ali Davis, who's an overpowering and formidable entity who competes with men in a male-dominated sports agency in Atlanta. And, you know, though successful, she's constantly isolated by her male colleagues. And when overlooked for a well-deserved promotion, she questions what else she needs to do to succeed in this man's world. But then things change dramatically when somehow she gets hit on the head by something. You'll have to see the movie.
Ooh,
and when she wakes
mystery.
Up, when she wakes up from being clobbered on the head, she has the ability to hear men's thoughts. Now,
didn't we have that movie?
In 2000, Nancy Myers made a movie called What Women Want, and...
That was with Mel Gibson.
Who plays an arrogant advertising executive who's brought down to earth brought down to size, I should say, in that movie. And this is a gender bender. They've changed the gender and they've turned this woman into somebody who can read men's thoughts. And I must tell you, there are some very funny moments.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of thoughts in men.
Well, you can hear, I mean, she goes into a shopping center and she can hear all these men say, oh, look at this. Hey, what do you do?
So it's quite funny.
It's funny. There are some very funny parts in it. I mean, one of the funniest parts is, there's a psychic. And the psychic...
Tomorrow we're going to have a psychic here.
No, we're not getting a psychic tomorrow. We're going to have a hypnotist. Mm. There's a difference here. Music diva Erykah Badu plays in a hilariously funny psychic named Sister, right, who makes her clients drink some real funky tea. And she's sporting that hair that resembles the bottom of a witch's broom. And with talon-like fingernails, this over-the-top character is instrumental in helping change Ali's life. And I mean, there's a lot of, remember Tracy Morgan? Does that name ring a bell?
For sure. Wasn't he involved like in a huge accident?
Yes,
almost
he was
died.
Nearly killed, yeah.
And is he all right now?
He seems okay.
He's alive and kicking.
Yeah, he saw a couple of specials on Netflix already and he's awesome.
He talks a lot. He plays a great character. The same sort of character he played in 30 Rock. You know, he comes across another loud exponent of outrageous behavior. He's overprotective and ambitious, and he's trying to get his son the best deal through this agency. His son is a netball player. Basketball player. I shouldn't say netball player. It's for women. You know, in South Africa, we play netball and basketball, but
yes,
the Americans play basketball as well.
No, a real game is basketball.
I know, but there's also baseball, and there's also American football, whatever. We're getting off the subject slightly. Then the other movie is also an American movie. It features a 13-year-old girl named, her acting name is Elsie Fisher. And she plays an eighth grade who's really lonely at school, Roy. She doesn't have many friends. So what she does is she does a videograph.
Eighth grade.
Yeah, just before high school. Oh. It's middle school in America.
Okay.
And she videos every day her life and how terrible it is. And she's got no friends and she's bullied at school. And her father's an understanding guy, but he doesn't quite understand what makes his daughter tick. And so we've got to sit through this movie and listen to her advice, which is not very good advice. She doesn't have a grip on the world. She doesn't really know what's going on, but she's got a following of, I think, 3.5 people. And she enjoys doing this video thing. And I must say, the American critics raved about this movie. I mean, they gave it a 90% on Metacritic, which is a website that brings in all the critics all over America and what they feel, and then they do a score. Maybe it's our South African sensibilities or perspective or whatever, but my colleagues and I, who sat through this movie yesterday, weren't impressed. I mean, it never got out of first gear, and it meandered all over the place, and after a while, it became a little boring. I mean, nothing really happened in this movie, and you wondered to yourself, where is it going? So those are the two major movies, Eighth Grade and What Men Want. The other movie is a Russian movie. It's a Russian animated feature called Princess and the Dragon. And they've got a Russian...
It's a princess and a dragon.
Yes. And they've got Russian accents, right?
Yeah, where is it?
So that's been released as well. It's not as good as Disney or any of the other Pixar. And from what
Disney.
I can get, it wasn't great.
Disney, see?
Disney.
Da.
So my question is, who plays the female lead in What Men Want?
Who plays the female lead in What Men Want? 061-895-1019.
And we won't hold it against you if you spell a name incorrectly.
There you go.
Least if you know it, because I don't have a clue and I heard it.
Just
and
try.
You weren't listening, were you? I saw you there
I
on
was
your phone.
Listening.
Just try. You know what? We'll jump to a nice song and then we come back immediately. And we're going to have a lot of stuff for you guys. I just want to say to all the feminines, they listen to us.
Feminists.
You know,
feminists.
And feminines.
Feminines. That's a new word, right?
Yeah, it's not.
And
it's a man. A man that like feminists is a feminine.
A man all right. That is attached to his...
To his female organs.
Side, yeah.
All right. You know Chuck Norris? So I'm just going to leave you with that thought. Chuck Norris. You know Chuck Norris. Don't say who, because
Rambo.
You're going to get...
What
not Rambo.
Chucky.
Chuck Norris.
Charles.
Chucky is a horrible doll Charles. That kills people.
Yeah, no. Chuck Norris. So when Chuck Norris attend a feminist march... He comes back with an with an iron shirt and a sandwich. Okay, so I'm gonna have a nice song for you, and after that we're gonna come back to haunt you more with this. But it, now this is nice. This is really a nice song. I think I'm gonna like it.
Ooh.
No, not the, I didn't want that one.
Why is it? Don't.
Which I like that one, but I didn't want that one.
No.
I want that one.
It's the mouse. It's the mouse.
It is the mouse. It is the, this one. I don't, I'm sure you like that one. Adele, for you. Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 6:37 minutes. It's, whoa, whoa. We spent a lot of time to, and we didn't even, so, tell me, I just want to ask you before we're going to go into difficult stuff. Nicole. You've been dealing with the marketplace. I mean, it's a new thing. We haven't done it before. And how successful you are? I mean, how successful are you with that? How did it work for you?
Okay, put it this way. While we're sitting here at radio, I'm busy communicating with various
people.
Is it
that good?
That good. Okay, so how it works is, if somebody's got an item that they want to sell, obviously, price dictates. If you can sell something at a really good price and you want to get rid of an item, you post it on Marketplace. And through Marketplace, you can post to various other sites. Like I Love Fourways, Santon, Buy Sell, Secondhand Goods, Junk Mail.
Nicole, what is Price Marketplace? What is Marketplace? Is it a website? What is it?
It's on Facebook.
Okay.
And it's a link through Facebook that you can sell various items.
When did it start? It wasn't, it's not
it's
long ago.
About a year ago, I think.
About a year ago.
Yeah.
But it's like taking off crazy, I think.
So what's happened to us is basically as I start posting, if you know that you've got something that's in demand.
Yeah.
Within 2 minutes, I already had inquiries. I posted a few things today. Of which two of the items that we had a few of have already sold.
Amazing, eh? It's amazing. So basically response is instant.
Facebook have 2 billion people on it.
Yeah, it's
just
amazing.
Just think about the power that 2 billion can have.
Yeah, obviously we are, I think we're only transmitting to the area we are in and a very, very,
I go from, to Edenvale to Fourways, all over the place.
Really?
The junk mail, which takes you out everywhere.
Remember so to come to the office sometimes.
And they come to the office. They come to the, they come to collect. They get amazing
service. So just think about it, guys. It's a good advice from Nicole. If you need to sell something, you can sell it via marketplace.
So what kind of stuff?
Like furniture, antiques.
Everything.
I would go for antiques, furniture, stuff that you don't want and somebody else wants. You know, I would say a scene on TV stuff will be, you know, something that you buy, I would call it when you see it in scene on TV is like under duress. If you buy that now, you're going to get this one too, and you're going to get that too, and you're going to, but basically it's under duress. They push you to a corner, you buy that stuff, and then you look at it for the rest of your life. It's just stuck in your garage. Sell it. So marketplace, you'll buy it. Somebody will want it and they'll buy it. I mean, obviously you'll have to lose a little bit. You can't sell it for the price you bought it for. But you know what? Better than leaving it in your garage.
And the best thing of all is that our name is getting out there.
All right. So
because
as a business,
our company name
as a business.
As
so
a
we
business.
Got we got. A, if we can't sell something within 3 months, we will put it on and we'll sell it. We'll
100%.
Sell it over there, even the price we bought it for. So. You know,
then,
better just turn it, yeah, just turn it over, better for our clients, better for everybody else, yeah.
And also the greatest thing is they buy the item, they come to collect it from us, and then they see what else we have. And because we're selling at such unbelievable, appealing prices, they buy other stuff.
No, 100%, 100%, 100%. So, thank you. So, who was born today? So, Rihanna, you know Rihanna was born today, and a name, a real name, a full name, is Robin Rihanna Fenty. And she is from Barbados. Do you know she?
Barbados.
From Barbados. So she came from Barbados. She was born today and she was born in St. Michael in Barbados.
Well, today, a few years back.
31 years. 31 years ago
exactly.
Today.
To the
she
day.
Says, I love music. And my first experience with movies, I couldn't wait to do more. That was movies? Not those movies.
No.
She didn't do those movies.
Galactic.
All right. I want to give people the taste of the Caribbeans and show them the fun side of me. All right.
That's why she's smoking so much weed.
Does she?
Oof. She's from Barbados, that Jamaica.
You have to. It's in the law.
It's from
in the law. Otherwise, the one that you're
from
in.
From very young age.
I'm a child, but I have to think and act like a woman. This business forces you to. You know who is today as well? Old? Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah is born today.
Yeah, I'm South African comedian and television host. There is also political commentator.
How old is he?
He's 35.
35?
Yeah, 35 today. He was born 2002. In South Africa, 2012 thing. You know, he started his career in 2002.
Yeah.
And, he's got a lot of, I quote him, there's a lot of things he's quote here. He says, the first purpose of comedy is to make people laugh. Really, Trevor? Really?
That's clever.
Really? Yeah, it makes you super clever. Yeah. Super clever. Yeah. It makes it, he says, if people aren't laughing, this is not comedy. Really? Anyway, you laugh with somebody, then you know that you share something. That I believe. You know, when you laugh with someone on a joke or on your wife, you share something. If you look at it, the history of comedy has always been the strongest among nations who have been, prosecuted the most. All right. You know what? Africa is not a color. It's a place.
Yes, we know that.
I don't know. Comedy is really getting quite popular in South Africa. Before that, we didn't laugh. Before Trevor Noah, we didn't know what laughs are. What laugh is. I'm a quarterback. I don't need to score the touchdown. I just need to spot the pass. Why, but really. Oh, you know who's one of my favorite best?
Oh, yes.
Cindy Crawford.
Cindy Crawford.
Yeah. Cindy Crawford today, she's 53.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was hot.
Our generation. Our
she's still not so bad, eh? She's still not so bad.
Beautiful.
You know?
And her daughter is a model now. And she's identical.
But she's such a nice girl. You know what she says? And I love what she says. She says, the face you have at the age of 25 is the face God gave you. But the face you have after 50 is the face you earned. And this is right. Eh?
She says, such a liar because that's the one that the plastic surgeon
doesn't
gave,
matter.
Right?
You earned. This is earned. Yeah. I don't think makeup is a rocket science or a cure for cancer. She says, even I, listen to this. This is funny. Even I don't wake up looking like Cindy Crawford. You know, yeah. Then you know who's today? 92. Yep. Cindy Poitier. I mean,
ooh,
I'm sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's 92.
He is great.
Yeah, he was really good. So I don't know if you guys, I don't know how old you are, if you remember.
92. No, everybody knows.
Yeah.
Everybody knows in South
92.
Africa.
92. He was born in 1927. He's 92.
Everybody knows Sidney Poitier in South Africa because he played Mandela in one of the first movies that was done on Mandela.
You know, I remember him. I mean, I remember, my parents used to love Sidney Poitier. I mean, it's a proper, very good.
Yeah, my parents.
So, okay. Who more today? That's it. I think we got only Sidney Poitier. Yeah, Sidney Poitier was the first black actor to win an Academy Award for the Best Actor and the Golden Globe Award for the Best Actor for his role in Lilies in the Field, of the Field. Yeah. Anyway, he made a lot of movies and now there's a big spot. Oh, I've got a song. I've got a riddle for you. Is it a song or a riddle?
Okay.
Hamshi, what is it? It's a riddle.
No, what's a riddle?
So listen to this, guys. Hold on. Oh, there was once a man from Peru.
Kentucky.
From Peru?
From Kentucky.
No. They lived the one from Kentucky.
Not this one.
There was once a man from Peru who dreamed he was eating his shoe. He woke up at night with a terrible fright. He find out his dream did come true.
It's not a riddle, because I give the answer.
All right, so what do we have? We've got, today, I was standing in the bank, and the lady asked me to check the balance, so I pushed her over, I done.
So is Google a male or female?
Who?
Google.
Definitely
Google
female.
It's a male.
Definitely
a woman.
Female. Why? She knows everything.
Exactly.
She knows everything. And
before you ask.
She never lets you finish a sentence before she makes a suggestion.
Yeah.
You know, this guy says, jacuzzi, we had to fart in the bath to get bubbles.
I wanted to tell you something. You know, on the break, we heard you talking about the guy in the pothole jacuzzi and all of this.
Yeah.
Every day in the morning on the way to work.
Yeah.
For all the kids over there who would like to learn driving, you're welcome to come to the Hyde Park area. between all the potholes and the taxis, you will learn slalom. So this is good practice. How to avoid.
And if not, you'll die. So at least you get something out of it.
It's unbelievable what's going on, and it's getting worse by the day.
Do you remember when this taxi driver was standing, the bike driver was standing in front of the taxi driver and didn't let him move?
Yes.
So last week I came, you know, on a Thursday, we come early in the morning to the studio here. So there was another. Well, early, about nine we must be here. It's quite early. It's almost before.
Well, you need to come from Santon, you need to start the day before.
Yeah.
Depend on the traffic.
Still not
so
early.
This one was driving on the, so the taxi driver was driving the opposite side of the road, which facing us.
Yes.
Yeah. Two cars, two day, didn't let him go.
Let me tell you.
They didn't let him go.
You are the one that driving the wrong way.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So the teacher is asking the kids in the class, kids, what does the nice white chicken gives you? So the students shout, eggs. Yeah, the teacher said, very good. And what does the ugly pig gives you? So the students shout, meat. Yeah, the teacher is very nice. Great. And what does the fat cow gives you? So the student said, homework.
Good one.
You know, a man coming home asking his wife, tell me, baby, if I will win the lottery, what will happen? He said, that's easy. I'm taking half and I'm leaving. So he said, okay, I just want 20 rand. Here is 10 rand. Now get out.
I told my girlfriend she drew her eyebrow too high. She seemed surprised.
So this girl is SMSing her boyfriend, and she's saying like that in the SMS, if you are smiling, send me your smiles. If you are sleeping, send me your dreams. If you are crying, send me your tears. I love you. So the boyfriend is sending back, I'm sitting on the toilet, what to send you?
Two kids are fighting. So the other kid, it said, hey, I bet you're still a virgin. So the other kid said, yeah, I was a virgin until last night. So the other kid said, oh, yeah? Said, yeah, just ask your sister. So the kid said, I told you, I don't have a sister. Said, well, you will in about 9 months.
Terrible.
So New Year Eve. You know, in this local bar, all the people gathering together, you know, celebrating the New Year.
Yeah.
And like a few minutes to go, this woman jump on the bar and telling everyone, as we getting ready to the countdown to midnight, I will ask all the husband to stand next to the person who made the most difference in their life. And as it's hit 12, the bartender almost choked to death.
You're right. My dog used to chase people on a bike a lot. It got so bad, I had to take his bike away.
Okay, this one I asked before, but why do Jewish divorce cost so much?
Oh, I tell you, can I say? It's really worth it.
Yeah.
It's worth every cent.
Nice.
You know why Peter Pan is always flying? Because he never lands.
That's one of your worst ones.
Worst ones, I know. I've become too much. Hold on a second.
You've become too much of a bad joke.
Yeah, listen to this. Guys, and listen to it. It's very, very clever, and I shall say it only once. Life is short. Smile while you still have teeth.
You know, the other night I went on a blind date. Well, it didn't start as a blind date. I didn't know she have a mess.
Always remember, guys, oh my listeners, always remember that you are unique, just like everyone else.
you know this thing when lovers cut their name on a tree.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And people look at it and think it's so sweet, it's so romantic. I just think, who bring a knife to a date?
You know, the more you weigh, the fatter you are, I call it, the harder you are to kidnap. Stay safe. Eat cake.
So this man meet this woman in the bar and he's telling her, listen, you know, we are both over here for the same reason. So the woman said, yeah, let's get some chicks, huh?
You know, the length of applause at a communist party. Okay, let me tell you
slowly,
something. Yeah. The longest applause ever was 11 minutes.
Wow.
It was 11 minutes. Would you
probably
believe it?
In North Korea.
No. So it was the length of applause by a communist party conference in 1937 after a speech by Stalin. The first person to stop was a factory director, and he was arrested and imprisoned for 10 years only for that.
Siberia with
Siberia.
Labor, yeah.
You know the apples you eat at the supermarket? Look, I'll tell you some things that you never knew before today. So I'm going to make sure you know that, eh? It's a unnecessary known facts. So supermarket apples can be up to a year old. Do you know that? Here you go. Yeah.
Do you know
it's impossible to hum while you're holding your nose? Ah, try it, guys.
Well, we need to try it.
I'm telling you, it's impossible to hum while you're on it.
No air.
What do you mean?
Vacuum.
Try to... You can't. It's impossible. Can't.
I just did it.
No. Try. Are you special? I told you a special boy.
The noise came out of your ears. You know.
It came out another hole.
A man admitted that he lied on his tax return to SARS.
Never.
Yeah,
no one does that.
He wrote Obederi is the head of the household.
You know, octopus have three hearts.
Yeah, I know that.
If you never knew that... Oh, all right.
You don't have a heart. Yeah. What's wrong with you?
You know, people used to say prunes instead of cheese before they used to take the pictures. You know that. I promise you, that's written. If it's written, it must be
it's
right.
It's a fact of life.
Yeah.
You know, this woman, she's asked her fiancé, will you give me a ring on our wedding day? He said, of course, what's your number?
It was as good as last week.
You know, Michelangelo wrote a poem about how much he hated painting the Sistine Chapel. You know
what?
That? He actually wrote a poem.
No,
he hated it, yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. You know, in the Philippines, McDonald's serves spaghetti. Promise you.
In a bun.
I mean, those things, if you never knew...
You'll be surprised when you go to the Philippines.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. This thing I knew. I really did. I don't know if you guys knew. Adolf Hitler was nominated for a Nobel Prize in I think it was 1939. Wait. He was nominated, believe it or not, nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah.
Would you believe that?
Was.
Well, you know, after Yasser Arafat, I believe anything.
Yeah,
and Humo and...
You know, husband and wife is sitting and having a nice romantic dinner. And suddenly the wife is dropping some tomato sauce on her white top. Then she say, oh, I look like a pig. So the man looked at her and said, yes, and you dropped some tomato sauce on your top.
That's terrible. This is terrible. You know, lobsters taste with their feet. I know some people do that. Huh? Yeah.
If you don't have hands, you don't have choice.
Yeah, you know,
the guy
fruit
from Peru that ate his shoe. It tastes with his shoe.
You know, Fruit Loops loops. You know the Fruit Loops loops?
Yeah.
Are all the same flavor, you know that?
Yeah.
All right.
So this woman is telling her husband, I would go to the end of the world for you. So the husband, yes, but would you stay there?
Good one, Eitan. You know, what can I say?
I'll give you an easy one. You know, a wife got on the nerve of her husband. So it's going like this. Did you have your laugh? So the husband answered, did you have your laugh? I'm asking you. Yeah, are you copying me? Let's go shopping. I finished my laugh.
Nice.
A woman could walk into a library and ask, are there any books about paranoia? The librarian says, they're right behind you.
Bob and John going to a restaurant, you know, away from the wife, a little bit together, good friends forever.
Yeah.
Sitting, talking about their marriage, whatever. They know, listen, you always have some argument in marriage, whatever. But then John tell Bob, you know what? I must tell you something unbelievable. I found a way to say the last word in every argument. Bob said, no way. How can it be? He said, yeah, you just end with yes, dear.
Right, that's a riddle. You ask for riddle. What can you share and keep at the same time? an STD. Just an example.
Yeah, good example. So,
now I've got a disgusting one.
Yeah. Disgusting? Oh, how? Underage? So,
not in this way. Yeah? What worse than finding that your ex-wife had cancer? What is worse than
the
that?
The ex-one?
That your ex-wife have cancer. What is worse than that?
That's not, like, is it bad?
To hear that they found a cure to it.
It's horrible. Huh?
What do you, that's a geography. That's for everybody, guys. Yeah. Another question. What do you call the soft tissue between the shark teeth?
A person?
A slow swimmer.
My girlfriend told me, if I join one more comedy group on the internet, she will leave me. What can I say? I miss her.
Yeah. Why do blind people really hate skydiving? I mean, think about it. Why? Why would they hate? It scares the hell out of the dogs. So, guys, what do you want to
talk
say?
Talk about tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Yeah, listen, please.
Wait. I've got the last one. All right.
Yeah.
A guy asked his friend, listen, does your horse smoke? So he said, no. So he said, okay, so probably your stable is burning.
So tomorrow, guys, we're going to have you at 9 o'clock. You're going to listen to Roy and Friends. And we're going to be here. It's going to be myself. It's going to be Liel Rimon, Moshe Starograd, and Peter Feldman. And we're going to have a special guest. His name is Andre, the hilarious hypnotist. And I promise you, very big surprise. The guy is amazing. He's really, really good. And
tomorrow, he might put you to sleep and talk.
No, he won't put you to sleep. He's really funny. I promise you, the guy's going to talk. So please don't forget, tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, log in. After Feldman, we're going to be here. And it's going to be interesting.
I will try to make him make Roy a feminist. Let's see how it goes.
Why? Just kukuriku like a rooster.
What's that?
Kukuriku.
What do you mean?
Like a chicken.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Chicken.
Like a chicken. Kukuriku.
The Black Keys.